Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav. We're discussing over here the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about Bias Meuberes and Chalitzas Meuberes. If one did Yibim or Chalitza to Meuberes, and in the end, the child was not a Bar Kayama, the child did not live, so we know that there was a Zika. She needed either Yibim or Chalitza, and the question is, the Yibim or Chalitza that was done while she was still a Meuberes, does that work or not? Now Abaya, at the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, he's Mechadish, that even Rabbi Yochanan is Maskim, that Bias Meuberes Loish Mabia. The whole Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is about Chalitzas Meuberes, whether it works or not. On that Rava asked the Kasha on Abaya, he says that it can't be that Bias Meuberes is Loish Mabia, yet Chalitzas Meuberes is Shema Chalitza, because we have a klal called She'ela Le'ibam Oyle L'Chalitza, V'chol She'ena Oyle Le'ibam Eina Oyle L'Chalitza. Therefore, if the bio that he did does not work as Yibam, then the Chalitza also should not work. If she's not Roy for Yibam, then she's not Roy for Chalitza either. Now, there are a number of Mahalchim and Rishonim. How exactly did Abaya understand the Chilik, B'das Rabbi Yochanan, between bio and Chalitza? Why should Bias Meuberes not be good, but Chalitza's Meuberes is good? And based on how we understand Abaya, we'll also understand what exactly is the Machlokes Abaya and Rava, whether we say over here the klal of Kol She'ela Le'ibam Oyle L'Chalitza, V'chol She'ena Oyle Le'ibam Eina Oyle L'Chalitza. So Tosis at the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the small Tosis, Divar Maschil Ki Pligi B'Chalitza, he explains Abaya, B'das Rabbi Yochanan, that B'Bia Moide Shelo Yovi L'Dei Iser. Bias Meuberes, which he may possibly come to me over in Isser of Eishes Ach, if the child will be born a Bar Kayama, it will turn out that the Bia was an Isser of Eishes Ach. So over there the din is that Bias Meuberes Loishma Bia. Now the Maharam over here explains, Taisvis, that even though L'Chaira, this is a reason why he cannot do a L'Chatchila, but why if he already did this Bia, why is it a reason that the Yibam should not work? And he explains that it's a Takana Darabonon. The Rabbonon said, if we say the din is that b'diyeved, this bia works, it is a kiyum of yibum, then one will come also to l'chatchila go and be ba'al meuberes to try to do yibum, and that may possibly turn out to be an iser if the child is born a bar kayama. So in other words, it's a din d'rabbanon, and even if in the end we see the child is a lav bar kayama, the rabbanon passed the yibum, so that one will not come to l'chatchila be ba'al meuberes to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. Now on this Rav Tainad, that we should apply the klal of kol she'ena oyle le'ibam eina oyle l'chalitza. Obviously, he will mean to say that min rabbanon the chalitza will not be good. Since the rabbanon said that the yibam is not good, then also min rabbanon the chalitza should not be good. Now, what is the pshat in Abaya? Why did Abaya not hold that over here we apply the klal of kol she'ena oyle le'ibam eina oyle l'chalitza? And if perhaps we'll try to suggest that Abaya holds that this klal does not apply by a din rabbanon, meaning, in a case where midiraisa the yibam is a good yibam, it's only that the rabbanon said it's not good. There, the rabbanon did not say that also the chalitza is possible with this klal of eina oyle yibam eina oyle chalitza. L'chayra, it's muchach that we do not say like this, because we find the gemara in daf mem aleph amid beis says legabri the din that within 3 months of when the husband dies, one is not allowed to do yibam or chalitza, and the gemara explains he cannot do yibam because maybe we'll find out that the wife is a meuberes. And why can we not do chalitza? The Gemara says because of the klal kol she'ena oyle le'ibam eina oyle l'chalitza. There, even though it's a din d'rabbanon that one is not allowed to do yibam, still the rabbanon said once you cannot do yibam, you cannot do chalitza either. However, we could say that over there it's only talking about the din l'chatchila. Since l'chatchila you cannot do yibam, l'chatchila also you cannot do chalitza. But Abaye would hold that lagabi b'diyeved, even in the case where the yibam does not work b'diyeved, it's not muchach that we say the klal of ein oyle le'ibam ein oyle l'chalitza to say that the chalitza also b'diyeved does not work. That din perhaps we do not say by din d'rabbanon. But hakoponim, this is the first mahalach in the sugya, the mahalach of Tosfos, that the pshat in Abaya is that Rabbi Yochanan is mechalek between yibam and chalitza, yibam where one can possibly oyver and iser. There the rabbanon said that even b'diyeved the yibam is not a good yibam, but the chalitza is a good chalitza. And Rava holds kol she'ein oyle le'ibam ein oyle l'chalitza. Now the Ritva in Eretz Sugya says a different mahalach. He begins by asking Akasha, he says, what is the pshat in Abaya? How could we be mechalek between Yibam and Chalitza if Rabbi Yochanan is maskim to Reish Lakish? Either to the Svara that we don't say Igloi Milsa L'Mafreya, or to the craw of Ayin Alov. These are reasons equally by Yibam and Chalitza. The reasons to say that she's not Roy, neither for Yibam nor for Chalitza. How could Rabbi Yochanan hold that for Yibam she's not Roy, but for Chalitza she is Roy? And the Ritva says as Svara, he says the Pshat and Abaya is that since this Bias Me'uberes that he did was a Bia Di Isura, it was also to do because maybe the child will be a Vlad Shal Kayomo, and it'll turn out he's over the Isra of HSH. So it's a Svara that a Bia Di Isura cannot be Koine. He does not say like Tosis that this is a Gzer of the Rabbanon, that if we're going to say the Bias Me'uberes is a good Bia, he's going to come to do it L'chatchila. Rather, he says that the Parsha of Yibam, which is mechadish, that when one is boil the Yavama, he's koina her, that's how he's mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. If one did a Bia di Yisura, that cannot possibly be koina the Yavama. And therefore he says that the Bia, that does not work. That's a Bia di Yisura. Mashenkin the Chalitza, which does not involve any Isser, there Bechanan holds that it does work. So it comes out according to the Ritva, that even though Abai is saying that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish do not argue by Bias Me'uberes, they only argue by Chalitza Me'uberes, but the truth is that even by Bias Me'uberes, the Svara of Reish Lakish is different than the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is either because of the Svara of Igloi Muslim Afeir Lo Yaminon or because of the Pasuk Ayin Alov. Rabbi Yochanan is a new reason that a Bias Isser cannot be Koina Yevama. Now the Ritva's Pashtus Mashma that this Bias Yevama is also Midai Reisa. Since it's a Sofik, he might end up being Boyal and Eishes Ach on the side that the child will be born a Bar Kayama. This is Osir Midereisa to do this Bia, and since it has an Isir Dereisa to it, it's not Koine. And one can be Ma'ayin in the Magia on the Ritva over here. He has a few possibilities to explain the Svar of this Ritva. He has one side to say that this is Midin Mitzvah Haba Ba'avero. The Bia of Yevama creates a Kinyan because it's a Kiyam Mitzvah, but if this is a Mitzvah Haba Ba'avero, and therefore there's no Kiyam Mitzvah in this Bia, therefore the Kinyan is not created either. That's one side. He has a different side to say that since the whole Kinyan is a Chiddush, the Torah was Mechadish that being Boyal Yevama that creates a Kinyan Ishus, and this Chiddush was only in a case when the Bia does not include any Isser. Once there's an Isser in it, the Torah was not Mechadish that this Bia creates a Kinyan. He discusses this at length as well in the first Chelik on Yevamas in the Miluim Simin Zayin Oiz Dalid. Over there he's talking about that which we know, the Chayve Lavin Ve'esei. There's no Yibam, she has to have Chalitza done. And the din is that even if you do Yibam, it's not Koine, the Yibam does not work. And there are many different stadim he discusses over there. What is it, the Chayvi Lavin Ve'esei? If he's Boyal, the Kinyan does not work. And he quotes this Ritva in Er Sugya, who says that when the Bia is a Bias Isser, it does not work, it's not Koine, the Yavama. And he discusses whether this Svar could apply over there by Chayvi Lavin Ve'esei as well. Then the Ritva goes on and further to explain what exactly is the Machloikes Abaya and Rava. Rava said, "Kol she'ena oyla liyibam, eina oyla lechalitza," that if the Yibam doesn't work, then the Chalitza should not work either. And the Ritva is bothered by what is the Pshat in Abaya. Abaya is surely maskim to this klal. The Gemara in Daf Chof learns this out of a pasuk. So what is the Pshat in Abaya? And he explains that Abaya holds, since in the end it was Nisbarer, that the child was a Lav Bar Kayama, and she really was Roy for Yibam all along. So even though at the moment he had to wait, he had an Isser to be boil her, and even if he did it, but the Yevet, it doesn't work because it was a B.S. Isser, but this is still called Oyla LeYibam. Eventually we find out that she needed Yibam all along, and therefore it's Oyla LeChalitza as well. Rava, on the other hand, he explains, holds that here also we say, Kol She'ena Oyla LeYibam, Eina Oyla LeChalitza, because since at the moment when he wanted to do the Chalitza, if he would have done Yibam instead, the Yibam would not have worked, because at the moment it was a B.S. Isser. So there we say, Eina Oyla LeChalitza. It has to be that at the time he's doing the Chalitza, he would have been able to do Yibam had he wanted to. And therefore for this, it does not help to say that it was Nisbar L'mafreya, that she needed Yibam and Chalitza all along. Now we still have to explain, what exactly is Rava's Svara to argue on Abaya, that which Abaya said that a Bias Isser is not Koina Yivama. Rava seems to argue on that. However, he doesn't explain why he's Chalik on that Svara. All Rava says is that if she's not Oyla LeYibam, she shouldn't be Oyla LeChalitza either. What is the pshat? Why does Rava hold that she is Oyla LeYibam over here? This point is also discussed at length in the Magia on the bottom of the Ritva, and he says that we could say that really Rava's maskim to Abaya that a Bias Isser is not Koina Yevama. However, firstly, this is only a Sofik Isser. Perhaps by a Sofik Isser we don't say such a thing. And secondly, he suggests that perhaps for this it would work the Svara of Yigloi Milsalam Afreya. Here, after the child is born, a Lav Bar Kayama, we know that there was a Zika all along, So we could use this Igloi Milsa the Mafreya to tell us that that Bia was not actually a Bias Isser, even though then at the time he was not allowed to do it Misafik, but now with Mafreya we know that that Bia really was a Bia Hamuteres, and therefore it would be kinda the Yibim would work. Now the Ramban and the Rashba, they have a third Mahalach in the Sugya. They're going on the words of Rava, when Rava says that if the Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, the Chalitzas Milberes also should be Loishma Chalitza. And they explain, the Rava means to say that Al Korchach Bias Milberes Loishma Bia is not because that the doing the Bia is a Safik Isser. That would be a reason why Lechatchila he should not be able to do the Yibam. But B'diyavet, if he did the Yibam, and in the end we find out that it was a Lav Bar Kayama, and she really needed Yibam or Chalitza, why should B'diyavet not be a good Yibam? Elamai, must be, the reason why it's not a good Yibam is because there's a din that a Milberes is not Roy for Yibam. If she's not Roy for Yibam, she's not Roy for Chalitza either. That's the klal, kol she'ein oil l'Yibam, ein oil l'Chalitza. Now what exactly do these Rishayim mean? It sounds like they understood that Rava understood B'das Abaya, that Rabbi Yochanan has a makar to say why she's not Roy for Yibam. However, he does not have a makar to say why she's not Roy for Chalitza. And on that, Rabaya held that therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that she's not Roy for Yibam, but she is Roy for Chalitza. And Rava asks on that, we should say, kol she'ein oila l'yibam, ein oila l'chalitza. Now what is this makar? How does Rabbi Yochanan know that she's not Roy for Yibam? So the contemporary Mefarshim, the Magia on the Ritva, as well as others, they understand, b'das these Rishonim, that Rabbi Yochanan is maskim to Reish Lakish. The same makar of Reish Lakish, how he knows that why this Milberes is not Roy for Yibam or for Chalitza, Rabbi Yochanan is maskim to that makar. However, he holds it's only a makar for Yibam, not for Chalitza. This is easier to understand if you hold that Reish Lakish learns from a pasuk. And now we can say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Uben Ein Loi Ayin Alav, that tells us that she should not do Yibam, she should wait to see what happens, but it's not a makar to say that she should not do Chalitza. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan held that she's not Roy for Yibam, but she is Roy for Chalitza. And Rava Tainer on that, kol she'ein oil l'Yibam, ein oil l'Chalitza. If you hold that Reish Lakish is Misfara, that's more difficult to understand. How can we possibly say that it's a makar only for Yibam and not for Chalitza? But Al Kaponim, according to these Rishonim, Rabbi Yochanan is not a new Svara, rather he's maskim to Reish Lakish, and he just holds that it's only a makar for Yibam and not for Chalitza. And the truth is that we should point out that there is a Shita, this is the Tosis HaRosh, and Daf Mem Alef Amid Beis, and some Achorim say that Tosis also Mem Alef Amid Beis holds like this, that even according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, and Chalitas Milberes Loishma Chalitza, the Svara or the Kra really is only for Yibam. It's only a reason why Bias Milberes Loishma Bia. That which Reish Lakish holds, that Chalitas Milberes is also not good, is only because of the klal, kol she'ein oil l'yibam, ein oil l'chalitza. Even Reish Lakish is based on this klal. Now, even though most Rishonim don't hold like this, b'das Reish Lakish, the Ramban and the Rashba themselves, on Daf Mem Aleph from Amud Beis, they don't say like this. It's mashma that they hold b'das Reish Lakish, that the Kra and the Svar is a makar both for the Yibam and for Chalitza. It tells you both that Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, and Chalitas Milberes Loishma Chalitza. Rashi as well, on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, in the end of Dibur HaMaschil, Elo Tachloitz also says that the Makar of Reish Lakish is a Makar also that tells us that the Chalitza is not good. We don't have to come on to the Klal of Kol She'ein Oila Liyibam E'ein Oila L'Chalitza. But once we see some Rishonim that hold B'das Reish Lakish, that it's possible to say that the Makar, either from the Kra or from the Svara, is only Makar to Yibam, it's not a Makar to Chalitza. And we can understand like this as well, but that's the Ramban and the Rashba, that they're learning according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way Abaye understands Rabbi Yochanan, that the Pasuk is a Makar to tell us that Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, but it's not a Makar for Chalitza. And that's why Abaye holds B'das Rabbi Yochanan, that Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, but Chalitza is Milberes Shma Chalitza. And on this Rava says, no, Kol She'ein Oila L'Yibam, Ein Oila L'Chalitza. Once we have a Makar for Yibam, this is also Memela a Makar for Chalitza, that the Chalitza also is not good. So to summarize, we have three Mahalachim in the Sugya. The first Mahalach was the Mahalach of Tosfos, who explained B'das Abaya, that Rabbi Yochanan holds Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, that's a Takana Derabanan. If we're going to say that the Yibim worked, then one might come to do it L'chatchila, he'll come to be Bayal Milberes, and that's a Safik Isser. However, by Chalitza, where there's no Safik Isser, their Chalitza's Milberes is Shema Chalitza. The second Shita was that of the Ritva, that Abaya holds B'das Rabbi Yochanan Bias Milberes Loishma Bia, because since it's a Bias Isser is not Kaina Ayavama, Ashenkin Chalitza, which has no Isser, that does work. And the third mahalach was that of the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Pshat and Rabbi would ask Rabbi Yochanan is that he's moyed to Reish Lakish, either to the Krah or to the Svara. But just he holds that it's only a Makar for Yibam, not for Chalitza. And on that, Rav Taina is that even if you don't have a Makar for Chalitza, but once we have a Makar for Yibam, then Mamela we say, Kol She'ina Oyel LeYibam, Eina Oyel LeChalitza. And we said that some Rishonim hold even according to Reish Lakish. His whole Makar really only was for Yibam. That which Chalitza also we can't do is because She'ina Oyel LeYibam, Eina Oyel LeChalitza. And according to that, Abai will explain the Machlokes of Bechan and Reish Lakish is that Lekul Yama we have a Makar for Yibam. The Machlokes is, do we say over here, Kol She'ina Oyel LeYibam, Eina Oyel LeChalitza? Now we haven't explained, according to this last pshat, that Rabbi holds B'das Rabbi Yochanan that there's a makar from a pasuk or a svara that she's not roi for yibum, but she still is roi for chalitza. How could Rabbi possibly argue on Rava? How could it be that he does not hold of this klal called she'ina oyel liyibum, eina oyel lechalitza? It's a klal that's learned out of a pasuk and is used many times. What is the pshat in Rabbi? Why here would we not say this klal? And Rav Hashem will get back to explain the svara of Rabbi. Now this that the Gemara uses over here, Rava says, the klal of kol she'ina oyel liyibam, eina oyel lechalitza, the Achronim point out a very important yesod, which is negea many places in Yevamos. Rabbi Chanan in Kibbutz Ha'aretz, Simen Hei Ois Gimel, and again in Simen Lamed Ches Ois Gimel, as well as in the Bircha Shmuel, Simen Aleph, they say that from Er Sugya is Mavur, that the klal of kol she'ina oyel liyibam, eina oyel lechalitza, really includes two different dinim. There's one din that we know, which is mentioned in the Gemara Daf Chof, which is learned out of a pasuk. Kol she'ena oyel liyibam, eina oyel lechalitza. This is how we know that chayvi krisis, who are potter from yibam, they're also potter from chalitza. There, the klal really means to say that kol she'ena oyel lezikas yibam, eina oyel lezikas chalitza. Meaning to say that if the Torah did not give her a din yibam, she's not roi for yibam bechlal, then mamela she's also not roi for chalitza, meaning she's potter from chalitza as well. And Mamela, she's muteris l'shuk without Yibam or Chalitza. The klal is telling us that there's no Zika b'chlal. The only exception to this klal, the Gemara is, it says on Daf Chof, is Chayvi Lavin ve'esei, there's no Zikas Yibam b'chlal, there's something new, there's an inyan of Zikas Chalitza without a Zikas Yibam. But b'derech klal, if there's no Zikas Yibam, meaning, the Torah never said that she has a Zika to the Yavam to do Yibam. Then Mamela is also no Zika to the Yavam to do Chalitza, and she's muteris b'chlal. And Ersugya means something totally different. The Gemara is not suggesting that a Mu'beres, since she's not roi for Yibam, she's not roi for Chalitza either, and she should be Muteres L'shuk. Even according to Reish Lakish, that the Bio or the Chalitza both don't work while she's in Mu'beres, so the din is that she'll have to wait, and if the Vlad will be Lav Bar Kayama, she'll have to do Yibam or Chalitza then. But even Reish Lakish is not Mata her L'shuk, despite the fact that right now she cannot do Yibam or Chalitza. And like we explained in the previous shiur, that even at this moment while she's in Mu'beres, she has a Zika. And like we explained, for that reason, the din is that even according to Reish Lakish, if the Yavam is boil her, as long as in the end it turned out that the Vlad was a Lav Bar Kayama, so even though the Bia did not work to be kind to her, but like Tosfos says, he's not Mechuyev in the carbon, he was not over the Isser of Eishes Ach, because there was a Zika. And like the Rishonim proved that there has to be that there was a Zika all along, because if not, there would have been a din of Nesra, if she would have been Osir Midin Eishes Ach, while she's in Mu'beres. Then later on, when the child is born, Lav Bar Kayama, the Zika would not have come back, there would have remained an Isra of Eishes Ach, with the din of Nesra. Obviously, there is a Zika all along. Even while she's in Mu'beres, and not Roy for Yibam or Chalitza, that does not take off the Zika. So in Eretz Sugya, when the Gemara says, Kol She'ina Roy Liyibam, Eina Oyel LeChalitza, it means that any time the Yibam does not work, it's not kind to her, then Chalitza also does not work to pater her. And that's Rava's Kasha on Abaya. If the Yibam does not work by a Mu'beres, then Chalitza also should not pater her, and the din will be that she'll have to wait. In other words, she'll have a Zika without any way to pater the Zika. And Rabbi Chanan says that Rashi is very meduic like this. Rashi in Eretz Sugya, when he says, Kol Oyel LeYibam, he says, Kol Oyel LeYibam means Dibiyasa Poitrosa. Because in Eretz Sugya, the klal is telling us that if Yibam paters her, Chalitza also paters her. If Yibam does not pater her, the Yibam does not work to be kind to her, then Chalitza does not work as well. But not that there's no Zika. However, Rashi in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, there also the Gemara says the klal of Kol She'ena Oyel LeYibam, Eina Oyel LeChalitza. Rashi says in Adibar Maschal Hava Amina Michla Tcholza, he says the klal means Kol Oyel LeZikas Yibam, Oyel LeZikas Chalitza. V'Kol She'ena Oyel LeZikas Yibam, Petura Mina Chalitza. There the klal means something else, that if there's no Zikas Yibam, then she's potter from Chalitza as well, and she'll be Muteres L'shuk. And Rabbi Chanan gives another example to where we say the klal of Eretz Sugya, of kol she'ein oil lim me'ein oil l'chalitza. The din is that a melech cannot have chalitza. It's considered a gnai for chalitza to be done to a melech, and therefore the din is that he's not miyavim either. And Rabbi Chanan says there also the klal is not saying that there's a p'tur. We're not going to be matir this yavam l'shuk. Rather, we're going to say that she's not able to have either yibam or chalitza, and in a chanam she's stuck. She has a zika without a way to get rid of it. And with this yisoid, both Rabbi Chanan and the Birchas Shmuel, they explain the Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta. The Rosh discusses what happens if the Yavama is a nido at the time she falls to Yibam. And the Rosh is bothered by, we should say the klal of kol she'ino oil l'yibam, eino oil l'chalitza. And at first, the Rosh compares a nido to a rayas. He says a nido should be like a chois isha, that she should be padded from Yibam and from chalitza. On that, the Rosh answers, the nido cannot be learned out of a rayas, nido is different. He says because a rayas are also to the Yavam, specifically to him because of a kurvo, and their mutter is to everyone else, as opposed to a nido, who's also to everyone. And therefore, even though a nido cannot have yibam, but still she is roi for chalitza. And then the Rosh continues and he asks, why is nida different than a meoberes? Reish Lakish holds that a meoberes who's not roi for yibam is also not roi for chalitza. Derech agav, we see from this Rosh, like we mentioned earlier from the Tosfos Rosh, that the reason why Reish Lakish holds that she's not roi for chalitza, that's not learned out of the pasuk or the svara. What's learned out of the pasuk or the svara is only that which she's not roi for yibam, and that which she's not roi for chalitza. That's because of the klal of kol she'ein oil yibam, ein oil chalitza. But Kaparim, the Rosh asks that nida should be the same as a meoberes, and that he's mechalik. He says no, that a nida is a medes litbal uletar kederach kol anoshim. That's the normal thing. A nida is a medes to become tar, and therefore we don't say that she's not roi for yibam. And even though the meisa she cannot practically do yibam now while she's a nida, but we're not going to say the klal of ein oil yibam, ein oil chalitza, as opposed to meoberes, that she may give birth to a vlad shel kayoma. And Rabbi Chanan, as well as the Baruch Ber, they explain that the Rosh was actually bothered by two different kashas. At first, the Rosh was bothered by that a nida should be like a erva, and we should say the klal of kol she'ein oil yibam, ein oil chalitza, meaning to say that we should pater her. We should say that she has no zika and she's muteris l'shuk. Since she cannot do yibum, she should also have no zika for chalitza, and she should be muteris to anybody. On that he answered that nida is different than a rayas. However, then the Rosh went further to ask that why is nida different than a meoberes? Here they explain the Rosh did not mean to say that she should be muteris l'shuk. Rather, what the Rosh was asking was that a nida who does chalitza, the chalitza should not be chal, it should not pater her. Since if she would do yibum, it wouldn't work, the kinyan would not be chal, then the chalitza also should not work. And the din should be that she should have to wait. But not that she should be muteris l'shuk. At this point, the Rosh was not asking that. Here the Rosh was just asking that the chalitza should not be chal. L'maisa, then the Rosh goes on to say that maybe even the yibum, b'dievet, if he does do yibum on onido, it would be chal, and then therefore, memela, also the chalitza would be chal. Now, Kaponim, from this Rosh as well, you see, these two yesedis, that the klav kosha ein oil yibum and ein oil chalitza includes two distinct dinim. Kaponim, we can now go back and explain, according to the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, who understood b'das abaya, that which Rabbi Yochanan is mechalik between the yibam of meoberes and the chalitza of meoberes is that yibam meoberes is learned out of the pasuk that she's not roi for yibam, or learned out of the svara of Reish Lakish, and still Abaye would hold that even though the yibam does not work, the chalitza should work. And on that, Rava asked kol she'ein oil yibam ein oil l'chalitza. And we can now explain that Abaye is maskim to the klal of kol she'ein oil yibam ein oil l'chalitza legabe the din that anyone who does not have a zika of yibam, they also do not have a zika of chalitza, like the Gemara Daf Chof Amud Aleph says mefurish. But perhaps Abai is not maskim to Rava to the second din, that any time the Yibam does not work to be kind of her, the Chalitza also should not work. On that is what Abai is chaylik. He does not hold of this klal of kol she'ein oil yibam, ein oil chalitza, to say that since the Yibam would not be chal, then the Chalitza also won't work to pater her. Now we'll move on now. Rava says a different pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. He argues on Abai and he says that Rabbi Yochanan holds both Bias Meoberes and Chalitza Meoberes is Shma Bia and Shma Chalitza. And that which the Gemara asked earlier on Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa that says, "Hakoynes es yivimta yivinimta es meoberes, harezu latinosi tsarosa." And the Gemara was bothered by why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, can the tsara not get married? L'cherem emon v'shoch she's potter. If a vlad bar kayama is born, then surely there's no zika. And even if a lav bar kayama is born, but the yibam on the first yivama works, and that should potter the tsara. And that Rava explains that the chashash really is that the vlad will be a bar kayama. However, the tzara is still usher to get married until the child is born, because Havlad ain't a poiter at Yetzi le'aver ha'olam. Now, b'hemshach ha'gemar, the Gemara says that Reish Lakish is maskim to this svara as well, that the tzara is usher to get married because of the din that Avlat Ini Poitirat Shiyetzi La'avar Olam, because the Gemara says that even though Reish Lakish holds that a Yibam of a Moberis is not a good Yibam, but really here there's a Rav that we could rely on, Rav Noshim Vlad Ma'alyon Yoldon, and therefore we should be able to be Samech that a Vlad Bar Kayama will be born, and therefore there'll be no Zika. So why is the Tzara Osir to get married before the child is born? And the Gemara says Reish Lakish is maskim to this Svara that a Vlad is not Poitir until it reaches the Avar Olam, and therefore the Tzara has to wait until the child is born. Now there's a very stark Akasha on this sugya, which Reb Chaim asks, this cuts to the heart of the sugya, and many Achrayim discuss this shayla, and there's a big yisoy which comes out of this. Reb Chaim asks, that if the reason we're asking the Tzara to get married is not on the tzad that the Vlad will be a Lav Bar Kayama. On the tzad of Lav Bar Kayama, according to Reb Yechanan, the Bia of the first Yivama was a good Bia, and therefore the Tzara should be mutter. And according to Reish Lakish also, there's a rave that says the Vlad will be a Bar Kayama, so we should be able to rely on that to be matter the Tzara to get married. Why is it that we're asking? Only on the tzad that the Vlad will be a Bar Kayama. On that tzad we're asking the Tzara because the Vlad is not Poitir Ad Shiyetzi La'avar Olam. And Reb Chaim asks, Einichanami, the child will not pater the Zika until the child comes out. But there's a different reason to pater the Zika. There's a different reason to allow the Tzara to go and get married to whoever she wants. And that is, we saw earlier, that if the Maisa of Vlad Bar Kayama is born, the Mishnah says that the Yovam is Chayiv a Karbin. Since he was born on the Yavama, and really there was no Zika, when we find out that the child is a Bar Kayama, she was an Eishes Ach, Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah, and therefore he's Chayiv a Karbin for being boiled an Eishes Ach. So if so, why is this alone not enough to pater the Tzara? The Yavama, who's a Milberes, has an Isra of Eishes Ach on her, and why is it different than any other Erva, which the din is that she's pater from Yibam and Chalitza, and she paters the Tzara as well? So again, Enechanami, the Vlad, is not enough to pater the Zika, but the fact that she's an Eishes Ach, Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah, she's an Erva, that should pater the Zika. Since, like we said, the only tzad that we're concerned about is the tzad that the child will be born, on the tzad that the Vlad is Lav Bar Kayama, that's not the reason to ask her the Tzara. But on the tzad that the Vlad is Bar Kayama, we know the din is that she's an Eishes Ach. She's a din of an Erva, so that should pater the Tzara from Yivim and from Chalitza. This is Reb Chaim's Kasha, and many Achronim discuss this Kasha, the Imre Moshe in Simen Zayin, the Stipler in Kilos Yaakov, Simen Vov, the Chedush Reb Nochem in many places discusses this Kasha. And from here, Reb Chaim says a very important Yisoid, which is Negeah all over Yevamos. All of the Achronim discuss this Yisoid. It's Negeah especially in the first parak of Yevamos. And that is that even though we know all Arayis, the din is that they pater the Zika, they pater both from Yivam and from Chalitza, and both she is Mutter Lashuk, and the Tzara as well is Mutter Lashuk. However, if the only Erva that this Yivama is the Erva of Eishes Ach, and it's the Erva of Eishes Ach from this Nefila. In other words, right now when she falls to Yibam, there's a Mechayiv of Yibam or Chalitza, and the Erva that we're concerned about is the Erva of Eishes Ach from this same brother who died. This same brother whose death was Mechayiv Yibam or Chalitza, his relation to the Yavam, the fact that he's a brother of the Yavam, that's what's creating an Isser Erva, that's what's making his wife an Eishes Ach. So since this Bederech Klal is not a concern for Yibam, Faker, the opposite. This is usually something which is Mechayiv Yibam. The relationship of a brother who died without children, his wife has a mitzvah Yibam to the brother of the dead person. So then even if we'll find a case where there is no mitzvah Yibam, but still this Kurva of Eishes Ach will not be a reason to pater the Zika. This is what some Achronim call an Eishes Ach de Memela, meaning it's an Eishes Ach which really we would not be concerned about. Faker, there will be a mitzvah of Yibam despite this Eishes Ach. The only reason that there's an Erva of Eishes Ach is because the mitzvah is not here. For some reason there's no mitzvah. And this Eishes Ach de Memela, this Erva that's created by the Kurva of Eishes Ach, could not be a reason to pater the Zika. It's different than all other Arayis. We know Achais Isha or Bitoy or Imay, these are all Ervais which pater the Zika. Eishes Ach from this Nefila, as opposed to an Eishes Ach from a different Nefila, if the Yavama is also to the Yavam because she was married to a different brother, not the brother who's right now being Mechayiv the Mitzvah Sibim, that's a different situation. That Erva could pater the Zika. But the Erva of Eishes Ach from this Nefila, since Bederech Kal this is Mechayiv Yibam, and even in the case when it's not Mechayiv Yibam, it still will not pater the Zika. One of the places that Achrenim discussed this Yisoid is the Gabi, the famous Shaila of the Mishnah Lamelech in the Parashas Drachim. He has a Shaila by Chayvi Lavin Ve'esei, where the din is that there's no Zika of Yibam. There's only a din Chalitza. This is the exception, the place that we say, even though it's not Eilel Yibam, it's Eilel Chalitza. And the Mishnah Lamelech wants to know, if Lamaisa, the Yavam was Boyal the Yavama, is he over the Isra of Eishes Ach? Do we say that there's no Zika Aviva, meaning to say that this is an Eish Yisach Shaloi B'Makai Mitzvah, and there remains an Isser Erva of Eish Yisach if he'll go and marry the Yavama? Or, even though there's no Mitzvah Yibam, and the Yibam doesn't work, it's not Kaina, but there still is no Isser of Eish Yisach. And the Chayim all discuss, how could you possibly say that there's an Isser of Eish Yisach? If so, then Enechanami, the fact that there's a Lav or an Essay which is preventing him from marrying her, that Lav Essay will not patter the Zika of Chalitza. But at the same time, there's also an Isser Kareis of Eish Yisach. And the klal is that all arayas which have kareis pater both from yibam and from chalitza. So every chayvei lavin ve'esei on the tzad that there's an iser of eishes ach should also be pater from chalitza with the same klal. It's an erva. Why is it different than any other erva which paters from yibam and from chalitza? And the achronim answer according to this yisayir of Rav Chaim that the erva of eishes ach is different than all other arayas. Since this eishes ach really is a siba to be mechayev yibam, the only reason why there's no chiyav yibam is because this woman also happens to be osur to him with a lav or an essay. So now that the eishes ach comes back, now that we say that there's no mitzvah, and now if he's going to be ba'al leho, he's going to be chayev kareis like an eishes ach shalei b'makai mitzvah, still this eishes ach is not enough of a reason to pater from chalitza. It's different than all other arayas. This is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim was talking about legabi the din to pater the tzara, that it should have a din of an erva to pater the tzara. This nikud that we just mentioned was to pater herself as well, that it should be considered an erva to pater her from chalitza, but it's the same Yisoid that the erva of Eishes Ach is different than all other arayis. It does not have a din to pater from Yibam and from chalitza. This is one of the most important Yisoides in the beginning of Yevamis, and the Makar that Reb Chaim brings is from Er Sugya. However, there are achronim who discuss a possible dichoy to this raya. Both the Kehilas Yaakov and Simin Vav and the Imrei Moshe and Simin Zayin, they want to be matcha this raya. They prove that there are at least some achronim who hold not like this yisoid, that the erva of Eish Yisach is able to pater the zika. And we'll just mention for now the dichoy of the stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov. He says, a chiddush in the Pshat and Er Sugya, he says, that which the Gemara says, havlad ein lepoiter at sheyetzi la'avra oilom, so parshas to be assumed this means to say that until the child comes la'avir ha'olam, the yavama is osur l'shuk, because there's still a zika. Only once the child is born, the zika comes off and she's mutter l'shuk. However, the stipler says that this is not the pshat. He says, how could it be that there's a zika where there's no possibility of yibam or chalitza? If the child ends up being a bar kayama, so yibam and chalitza are both impossible. If you did yibam, he's chayev a carbon, he was born ish yisach shalei b'mokai mitzvah, and the chalitza that he does also is irrelevant. If the child is a bar kayama, the chalitza did not aser him to her relatives. Both the yibam and the chalitza is not negeya on the tzad that eventually the child is a bar kayama. So what does it mean that there still is a zika? How is it shaykh a concept of a zika without any possibility of yibam or chalitza? And therefore the stipler says, when we say havlad ein lepoiter at sheyetzi la'avir ha'olam, is not because there's a zika. Surely if eventually a vlad bar kayama is born, that's megala that there never was a zika, and what was preventing her to marry someone b'shuk is a different din which is learned out of a pasuk. And he begins by saying, according to Reish Lakish, this is learned out of the pasuk of Uben Ein Loi Ayin Alov. Just like Ayin Alov tells us that while she's a Muberes, she's not roi for Yibam or for Chalitza, it also tells us that she's Osir L'shuk. Taisa says like this earlier on Daf Lamed Hayom Beis, in the end of Dibur Maschov Reish Lakish, he says, Ayin Alov tells us, Shiloi Tachloitz, V'shiloi Tinosei, calls man Sho'imedes B'sofik. Meaning, until the child is actually born, there's an iser for her to go marry someone b'shuk. This, the stipler understands, is a new iser. It's not dependent on the zika. In other words, even on the tzad, that eventually she'll give birth to a vlad shel kayama, and there was no zika all along, still the Torah said that it was also for her to get married to someone b'shuk until the child is actually born. And the stipler continues, even though the lashon of Tosfos is kol zman she'imedes b'sofik, meaning, only as long as she's not sure whether she'll have a vlad shel kayama or not, she's osur l'shuk, and l'chayra, according to Reish Lakish, that we have a roiv telling us that the vlad will be bar kayama, so l'chayra, she's not imedes b'sofik. Still, the stipler says that for this, a roiv is not enough, since the Torah says, ayin alav is mechay v'yediya brura, and therefore the Torah is actually telling us that until the maisa, the child is born, she has an isur l'shuk. And the stipler goes on to say that Rabbi Yechanan is also maskim to this din. And even though Rabbi Yechanan is not maskim to the drasha of Ayin Alov, but the stipler quotes a Ramban b'shem the Yushalmi, who has a different drasha to tell us that a Moberis is osur l'shuk until a Vlad Bar Kayama is born. The pasuk says, L'hokim b'shem b'Yisrael, and the Yushalmi darshans ad shateida im ben kayama hu im eini ben kayama. And the stipler explains that the Yerushalmi means to say that even if in the end it's Nisbar, that the child is a Bar Kayama, still all along there's an Isser for her Lashuk, because the Torah says till the child is actually born, and it's Nisbar to us, that she has a Bar Kayama, she's Asr Lashuk. And therefore, even in this case, where he already did Yibum to one of the Yevamos, and the other one, the Tzara, wants to be Mutter Lashuk, and the Chara, we should say Mamanoshach, if the Vlad will be Lav Bar Kayama, so he already did Yibum to the first Yevama. And if the child will be a Bar Kayama, so she'll be Potter also. On this, the Pasuk tells us, Ad Shateida im Ben Kayama Hu Ameini Ben Kayama, meaning that she's not Mutter Lashuk, until we know whether the child is a Bar Kayama or not. And even though we know Mimanoshach shall be Mutter, either because of the Yibum or because the child will be a Bar Kayama, but the Pasuk says that you have to know how she's becoming Mutter. You have to know if she's becoming Mutter because there's a Bar Kayama, or if she's becoming Mutter for a different reason, because there was already a Yibum. On the tzad that a Bar Kayama will be born, it's not the Yibum which is being mad to her, it's the birth of the Ben Kayama, and until the child's actually born, she does not have a Heter Lashuk. So the Maisa, that which she's Asr Lashuk, is not because of the Zika. On the Zika Mamanoshach, there's no problem. Either the Zika was already taken off, like the Yibum, and on the Tzad that a Bar Kayama will be born, there'll be no Zika as well. Like we said, it's not Shaykh Musik of a Zika, if there's no possibility of Yibum or Chalitza, still there'll be a new Isser learned from this Pasuk, which asters her Lashuk. And if so, the Kasha of Reb Chaim is not Shver. Reb Chaim asked, why don't we say that the Erva of Eish Esach, that itself, should pater the Torah from a Zika? If the only reason we're asking the Tzara is on the Tzad that a Vlad Bar Kayama will be born, and like the Gemara says, the Vlad doesn't pater at Sheitzi La'avar Oilom, but still Reb Chaim asks, but there's still an Isser of Eishes Ach, like we see your Chayiv Karbin, why is that not enough of a reason to pater the Tzara? And the answer is, the reason why the Tzara is Osir over here is not because there's a Zika. If the Zika was the concern, for that it would be enough the Erev of Eishes Ach to pater the Zika. But there's a different Isser over here. There's a different Isser which tells us that until the child is actually born, there's an Isser for both Yevamos, both the Meuberes and the Tzara, to go and get married to somebody else. And if so, we no longer have a right to this Yesod, that the Erva of Eish Esach cannot pater the Zika. Really, the Erva of Eish Esach could pater the Zika, but here, where there's a different Isser of Ayin Alov, or the other Pasuk, Achateda and Ben Kayamahu, this is a new Isser, and for this, the Erva of Eish Esach would not help to pater it, because it's not an issue of a Zika. Now, further down the Amud, the Gemara brings a right to Reish Lakish from the Mishnah of a Isha Shehalcha Baalav Etzeroslam Dina Sayam, and she finds out that her husband died, and we're not sure there's a possibility that the Tzara is a Meuberes. And the Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Yechanan, she should be able to do Chalitza within 9 months, and then after 9 months, she should be Mutter to marry whoever she wants. According to Reish Lakish, the Gemara understands that this is not possible to do Chalitza within 9 months, because maybe at the time the Chalitza was done, the Tzara was a Meuberes, and later on she was Mapil, she did not give birth to a Vlad Shel Kayama, and therefore the Chalitza that was done while the Tzara is a Meuberes is not a good Chalitza. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Chalitza that was done while the Tzara is a Meuberes is a good Chalitza, so she should be able to do this Eitza. Now the Karen Oyer points out that from here we see something that we have not seen yet in the whole Sugya, and that is, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that we say that Chalitza is Meuberes is a good Chalitza, is this mutter even lechatchila, or does the Rechanan only mean that b'diyevet, if it's done already, then it's kosher? Pashas, the mashmois of the whole sugya is that we're talking about b'diyevet. However, from here we see, the Gemara understands b'das to Rechanan, that even lechatchila this should be an eitzah, one should be allowed to do chalitza to a meuberes. And the Karnayers actually bothered how the Gemara knew this, b'das to Rechanan. But al-Kapanam, that's mevur from here, that according to Rechanan, even though yibam you definitely cannot do lechatchila, he might end up being over the Isser of Eish Esach, but Chalitza, there's no Chash Isser that he could do even the Chatchila. Now we should mention over here, Tosis at the top of the Amud, Dibar Maschel Bishlama, quotes the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph on Mem Aleph, that for the first 3 months after her husband is Nifter, the Yivama cannot have Yibam or Chalitza. Yibam she cannot have, because perhaps she's already a Meuberes, and Chalitza she cannot have, the Gemara says, because Kosha ain't oil Yibam, ain't oil Chalitza. We saw Tosis earlier on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. He says that this din is only lechatchila, but not b'diyevet. Now Tosis here on Lamed Vav says that even Rabbi Yechanan is maskim that within 3 months we say kol she'ino oil liyibam, eino oil lechalitza, lechatchila we do not allow chalitza. And Tosis is bothered by what's the chilek according to Rabbi Yechanan. Why is it that lagabe that din of 3 months Lechatchila, we do not allow to do chalitza because kol she'ena oil libim ena oil lechalitza, but by meuberes, where it's after 3 months, so there's no issue of havchana. But lemaisa still yibum is definitely also lechatchila. He might end up being over iser revishes ach. So here also, Rabbi Yechanan should be maskim that lechatchila he can't do chalitza. We should use the same call of kol she'ena oil libim ena oil lechalitza, at least to say that lechatchila we should not allow chalitza. Just like the Mishnah says, Lagabi the din of Toich Shalosh Chadoshim. And Tosis answers that Rabbi Yechanan is mechalik between the din of Toich Shalosh Chadoshim and the din of Meuberes. He says, because the din of Toich Shalosh Chadoshim, the Gemara later on is Mevur, the Chacham asked a woman to get married within 3 months because of the din of Havchana. That if we see later she's in Meuberes, we'll know if the child is from the first husband or from the second husband. Now that din of Havchana, Taisa says, that's a din b'teres vaday. Even in a case where Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell us that she's not a meuberes. So really, the whole siba of the takana does not apply. There's no issue of havchana. Still, the Chacham said, loy plug, and one cannot get married within 3 months. This, the Gemara says, mefurish later on, by a zekena or a chayla, who cannot possibly become pregnant, still we have the din of havchana, that you have to wait 3 months. And therefore, Taisa says, here, l'kuli alma, we'll say the call of kol she'ina oil l'yibim, ina oil l'chalitza. Since we do not allow yibum, and it's b'teres vaday, it's not only b'teres sofik, she definitely is not roi for yibum midarabanon, so then also we say that she's not roi for chalitza midarabanon, and therefore the Mishnah says that l'chatchila we do not allow chalitza. However, Rabbi Yechanan holds that l'gabia meuberes, bias meuberes shma bia. Really, she is roi midareis al koponim for bia, the yibum does work. And even though l'chatchila, he's not able to be boil, he's prevented from being Baal, so that he does not come to be over the Isra of Eishes Ach. But theoretically, if we would know for sure, if Eliyahu would tell us that this Meuberes is not going to give birth to Vlad Shel Kayama, then really we would allow him to do Bia right now. We would allow it to be Mekayim Yibum. So this, the Reichnan hold, is not called Kol She'in Oil Yibum, Ein Oil L'Chalitza. He's really Roy for Yibum. It's only a Sophic that's preventing him. That's called Oil Yibum, and therefore Chalitza, he could even do L'Chatchila. So Al-Kupanim, it comes out that even though we pointed out before from the Keren Eira that Ersug is Mavur B'das Shei Beichanan, that you could do Chalitza even L'chatchila by a Meuberes, but that would only be after 3 months. The first 3 months, there's a different issue. There's the issue of Havchana, like Taisa says. That makes her not Roy for Yibam B'teres Vaday, and therefore even a Beichanan would be maskim that L'chatchila you cannot do Chalitza. Now we'll move on to the Sugya on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Mishum Eliezer Amru Yotzi Beget. Rabbi Eliezer is chilek on that which the Mishnah says, that if in the end it turns out the Vlad is lav bar kayomo, so yikayim, he can stay with her. According to Reish Lakish, yachzer v'yivav v'yikayim, but Al-Kopanim is allowed to stay married to her. On this, Rabbi Eliezer is chilek, and he says, yotzi beget, the Rabbanah made a knas, since he was bo'aleh be'iser, he was machnes atzma into a sofik eishesach, so they gave him a knas that he cannot stay married to her. Now there are a few mahalchim in the Rishonim to understand Rabbi Eliezer, and it could be totally and exactly the girsa of what exactly Rabbi Eliezer said. Rashi's girsa is yotzi beget, and Rashi explains that it means to say he's mitzi her with the get, and he does not need chalitza. And the Mashal explains that obviously according to Rashi, this gemara is going like Rabbi Yechanan, that bias mobes shema bia, and therefore he already patered the zika through the yibum. And therefore, when the Rabbanon tell him that he has to get rid of her, he has to give her a get, but he does not need chalitza. However, according to Reish Lakish, that bias meuberes loishma bia, he can't simply give her a get, he has to first do chalitza to pater the zika, and then once he does chalitza, kipshutei, that itself should be enough, he should not need a get. However, we'll see later on, there is a tzad to say, b'das Reish Lakish, that he also needs a get, but that's for sure, a get alone wouldn't be enough, he definitely needs chalitza to pater the zika. Rashi had the girsa in Rabbi Eliezer of Yetzi Beget, and Rashi understood that's mashma with a get alone, even without chalitza, and therefore it has to be that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Other Rishonim, however, the Taisis Hashanim, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all ask on Rashi that according to him, Rabbi Eliezer is going like Rabbi Yechanan, we don't hold like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says that we passing like Reish Lakish, and furthermore, the Gemara should have said that Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish are Tali and Amachlokes Tanoim. And the other Rishonim have a different girs in the Gemara. They're not girs yotzi beget, they're girs yotzi. And they explain that Rabbi Eliezer could fit either according to Rabbi Yechanan or according to Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, yotzi will mean with a get alone, he doesn't need chalitza. And according to Reish Lakish, yotzi will mean mitzi bechalitza to pater the zika. He'll need a chalitza and not a get. However, there's another mahalach brought down in the Tosfos Rosh and in the Tosfos Yeshanim, and Rishonim also quote this b'shem Tosfos, that even if your geiris yotze beget, they understand it means with a get and with chalitza, and therefore they say it could fit even with Reish Lakish. However, according to this, it comes out of Chiddush, they explain, that according to Reish Lakish, l'chayra, all you should need is chalitza, you should not need a get. Since Bias Moberes loish Mabia, so the Yibam did not work, it wasn't chal, and a chalitza alone should be enough, why should he need a get? And they explain that since Lamaisa he did a Bia that's similar to Maimer, and just like by Maimer we know that chalitza alone is not enough, he needs a get and chalitza, so too here, even according to Reish Lakish, that the Bia did not work, but once he did a Bia, Lamaisa he can't get rid of her now, only with chalitza alone, he needs a get and chalitza. This is Mavur as well in Rashi and Lamed Hei Amid Beis, Dibar Mascho Deloisagi Belav Hachi. In the end of the Rashi, he says he's going with Das Reish Lakish, and he says that chalitza alone will not be enough. Hayolom mikol mokayim bo'aleo. He'll need chalitza and get, even according to Reish Lakish. Now Rashi in Eretz Sugyo did not want to learn like this, even though Rashi holds with Das Reish Lakish that you need get and chalitza, but he understood the lotion of Rebbe Eliezer is mashma that all you need is a get, and therefore he explained Rebbe Eliezer according to Rabbi Yechanan. But in Din, Rashi fits with these Rishonim. In Din, Rashi also holds that according to Reish Lakish, even though Bias Milberes Leishma Bia, but still in order to be mighty here afterwards, he'll need both a Chalita and a Get. This is the Shita of the Taisis Rishonim and the Taisis Arosh, and the Rishonim quote this B'Shem Taisvis. However, the Ramban and the Rashba, they argue on this. They say that according to this Shita of Taisvis, then even La Halacha, that we don't pass him like Rebbe Eliezer, we hold like the Stam Mishnah, that the Rabbanan did not make a knas that he has to get rid of her. If it turned out in the end that the Vlad was Lav Bar Kayomo, Yekayim, he could keep her. But still, the Gabi, this point, that if he does want to get rid of her, the only way he could do it, according to Reish Lakish, is with a get and chalitza. That we have no makar to say that anyone argues on Rebbe Eliezer. The Lashon of the Rishonim is Mid Rebbe Eliezer Nishma L'Rabbanan. This point we could assume the Rabbanan hold as well. And therefore, L'Halacha L'Maisa, that we paskin like Reish Lakish, that Bias Moberes Loishma Bia. If Lamaisa he will not want to stay with her, the only way he'll be able to get rid of her is with a get and chalitza. And the Ramban says this is actually taller in a machlokes the Rif and the Rambam. The Ramban says the Rif does not say such a point. The mashmois of the Rif is that according to Reish Lakish, all you need is chalitza, you do not have to give a get. However, the Rambam is mavur now like this. The Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yivim b'chalitza halacha chav beis, he's actually talking about in a case where one was kaines as yivimtai, and then afterwards it's nimtzas meuberes. And then the child was born but died right away. In that case, it's a suffix if the child really was a bar kayama or a nefel. Like the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that the Gemara brings on the bottom of Amud Beis, that's how we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So the din is that here you cannot stay married with her, even according to the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, because perhaps the child that was born really was a bar kayama. So here in this case, he's not able to be mekaymer, he has to be matzia. And the Rambam says, how is he mitzi her with a get and chalitza? And even though the Rambam earlier paskin like Reish Lakish, that bias moberes loishma bia, so therefore l'chayra, all you need over here should be chalitza, why do you need a get? From here the Rambam says, we see that the Rambam holds like this svara of Rashi and Taisvis, that even according to Reish Lakish, that bias moberes loishma bia, but l'maisa, once he did a bia, he's not able to get rid of her with chalitza alone, he also needs a get. And the Rashba says that the makor of the Rambam was Eretz Sugyo. We see from Rebbe Eliezer in Eretz Sugyo who says that he has to get rid of her with the get, and the Rambam held like this shita of Tosfos that Rebbe Eliezer has to fit with Reish Lakish, and therefore obviously what he means to say is that he's moisting her with the get and chalitza. And from here we see that according to Reish Lakish, after one did bia with the Moberes, the only way he could get rid of her is with a get and chalitza. And even though we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, we hold Yekayim. But in this case of the Rambam, where there's no option of Yikayim, or the same would apply in a case when he decides he does not want to stay with her, then the only way he'll be able to get rid of her is with a get and chalitza. We could just make a small ha'ara on the Rashba. The Rashba says that the Rambam needed this as his makar. The truth is that we see Bidas Rashi. Rashi did not learn the sugya like this shita of Taisvis. He did not learn the sugya that Rebbe Lezer is going according to Reish Lakish. Rather, Rebbe Lezer was going according to Rebbe Yechanan, and all you need is a get. And nevertheless, Rashi held misvara, like you said on Lamed Hayom Beis, that according to Reish Lakish, once he did a bia, he's not able to get rid of her with a chalitza alone, he needs chalitza and a get. So we see Rashi held like this misvara, even though he did not have this makar. Then we could add, that based on what we said in the previous year, that the Ritva said b'shem Rabbi, the Ra'ah, that even when Reish Lakish, who says, bias milberes loishma bia, it does not mean b'toyos vaday, that the bia is not a good bia. It's only misafik. Like he explained that the safik of Reish Lakish is that perhaps at the time that the bia or the chalitza was done, at that moment the child was destined to live to be a bar kayama. And even though in the end the child did not survive, but since at the time the bia or the chalitza was done, the child was destined to survive, so the bia or the chalitza is not good. And we explained that according to that, when Reish Lakish says bia smilberes loishma bia and chalitza smilberes loishma chalitza, he doesn't mean that it's vaday not a good bia or a chalitza. He just means to say that it's a safik, and you have to redo the yibam or the chalitza. You can't rely on the first yibam and chalitza. If so, this shita would also hold Radas Reish Lakish that if Lamaisi wants to get rid of her, according to Rabbi Lezer, that he has to get rid of her, he'll need both geta and chalitza. There is a tzad that the yibam actually was kind of her, and therefore you cannot get rid of her with chalitza alone, he'll also need a get. Now there's one final shita in the sugya. The Tosfos HaRosh quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, and in the Tosfos HaShanim as well, in his second Mahalach, he says this. The Ritva as well quotes this Mahalach B'Shem Rav Pinchas HaLevi, and they explain that even according to Rashi, that the Girsa of the Gemara is Yetzi Beget, and like Rashi says, it means get with Erb Chalitza, it does not necessarily mean that Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Rather, they explain it means that even according to Reish Lakish, that Bia Smilberes Loishma Bia, the first Bia was not Kainaher, what Rabbi Lezer is saying is that after the Vlad is seen to be Lav Bar Kayama, now we know that there's a Zika, so he could do another Bia. We allow him to be Bail a second time. This time, the Yibam is Kainaher. And once he finishes his mitzvah of Yibam, now according to Rabbi Lezer, the din is that the Rabbanah made a Knas, that he has to be Maitzi Beget. Now surely we do not need a Chalitza. Once he did the second Bia, which is definitely a good Yibam, now surely he could be Maitzi with a Get without a Chalitza. And the truth is, the Masho over here, Bedas Rashi, had it sad to explain like this. He said, maybe Rashi means to be going even according to Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Lezer means after a second Bia, then he's Maitzi Beget. But the Masho says that wouldn't make sense, Misvara. If the Rabbanah made a Knas that he has to get rid of her, why would they allow him first to do another Bia? However, the Ritva who brings this Mahalach, he gives a bit of a Hesber, and he says that in order not to be Maitzi Laz on the first Bia, we allow him to be Bail a second time after she's Mapil the Vlad. But Al Kapanim, this is another Mahalach to say that even Bedas Rashi, that Rabbi Lezer means a get and not Chalitza, it doesn't necessarily have to go Dafka according to Rabbi Yechanan, or Matar another Bia, and then after that, he's Maitzi her beget, and therefore you don't need a Chalitza. So to summarize, we said four Mahalachim and the Rishonim to understand what Rabbi Lezer is saying. The Pashas of Rashi is that Rabbi Lezer is saying all you need is a get, you do not need Chalitza, and he only fits with Shita of Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that Bia Smilberes Shema Bia. The Shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva is they had a different Girsa, they were Girs Yaitzi without the Lashon of Get, and therefore it could fit both according to Rabbi Yechanan and according to Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it will mean with a Get alone, and according to Reish Lakish, it will be with Chalitza and without a Get. These Rishonim hold that according to Reish Lakish, all you need is Chalitza. Since Bias Mubarak Loishma Bia, therefore you do not need a Get. The Shita of Taisus that the Rishonim bring is that Rabbi Lezer means to say that you're Maitzi Beget and Bechalitza. And it goes according to Reish Lakish, and therefore it's Nischadish over here, that the only way he'll be able to get rid of her is with Chalitza and a Get. And the fourth Mahalach was to say, even if Rabbi Lezer means Dafka Get and not Chalitza, still could fit with Reish Lakish, because first we'll matter him to be Bail a second time, and then afterwards all he'll need is a Get and not Chalitza. Now one final point, the Gemara brings Machlokes, Rameir and Chachamim, Legabe the din of Mu'beres Chaveroi and Meinekes Chaveroi, The din drabanan that one may not get married to meuberes or meinekes. The Gemara later on in Daf Membeis explains the maskana. The reason is because we're afraid that she will get pregnant again from the second husband, and this will ruin her cholov. She won't be able to nurse her child. And the Gemara brings machlokes to Rameir and Chachamim. What happened if a person did go ahead and marry this meinekes? According to Rameir, the din is yotzi v'lo yachzer eilomis. We give him a knas and he has to divorce her, and he can never remarry her. And the Chacham hold Yaitzi, Ulukashigiyaz Mane Lichnois Yichnois. He has to separate from her, and then when the time comes, after the 24 months, he could take her back. Now, Rava later on in the Gemara says that even according to the Chachamim, Yaitziya Beget. It's not enough just to separate himself from her, he has to be Megarisha with the Get, and then afterwards he could remarry her. And the Gemara goes on to discuss what to do by Yaishas Kayin, where if he's Megarisha, he will not have an option of taking her back. Do the Chacham require there also to be Maitzi Beget, or there by an Eishes Kain we could be Mekel? Now in the Shiurei Rav Shmuel Rozovsky discusses what exactly is this din that Rava says that according to the Chacham Yatziya Beget. Is the pshat that the Yatziya Beget is similar to that which Shemeir holds, Yatzi V'Layachzer Eilamis? Just like according to the Meir, we give a knas that he has to be megarisher and never take her back, the Chacham are also masking that we give him a knas that it's not enough to separate himself from her, but he has to be motzi beget. Or is the pshat no, that it's not a knas, it's meikar adin. We're afraid if he's not megarisher that he will end up living with her, and then we have the same siba of the takona that she'll get pregnant, and it will be ma'akar the cholov. And Shmuel says that the kipshutai, Taisus is mevur, that it's not a knas, it's meikar adin, because Taisus is mechadish that in a case where she's anyways usher to her husband, like for example, if this woman had kinoi and stira, she has a din of a saita that she's usher to her husband until she drinks from the mei saita, in this case Taisus says that we will not be mechayiv him to be megarisher, because anyways he's not going to live with her, she's usher to him for a different reason. Taisus is mashma, that it's not a din knas, if it would be a knas, we should give this knas regardless of whether the fact she's usher for a different reason or not. Rather, it's because of a chshash that he'll live with her, and therefore Taisus is mechadish, and if he's anyways usher to her, we're not mechayiv him to be megarisher. And he quotes the Rashba as well as Mavur like this, that it's not a gather of a knas, rather it's meikar adin, so that he does not come to live with her. However, mitzad sheni, Reb Shmuel quotes an Urzarua who says that what happens in the case of a shegig? If this person married a meinekes, he didn't realize that she was a meinekes, or he didn't realize that it's usher to marry a meinekes, do the Chacham say in this case as well that he has to be megarish her? And the Urzarua says that he does not have to, since the whole thing is a knas, so they only gave a knas in the case of a mezid, and not in the case of a shegig. This is actually a machlokes 2 days in the Ramah, in Evan Ezra Simon Yud Gimel Sif Yud, by the din of Havchona. If a person married a woman within 3 months of her previous marriage, there also the din is that he has to be moitzi her beget, and there are 2 days in the Ramah. In the case of a shegig, do we say also that he has to be megarish her or not? And the Bi'ar HaGro over there explains that it's totally whether the din that you have to be megarisher is that mishum knas, or is that meikar adin? So he does not come to live with her, and then we'll have an issue of havchona. And Shmuel says the same shayla will be by this meinekes, it will be totally in these two tzadim. If you hold like the Yishayim, that our mashma, the reason why he has to be megarisher beget, is not mishum knas, it's in order that he shouldn't live with her, so then there will be no chilek between shegig and mezid, even by a shegig will have to be megarisher. As opposed to if you hold like the Arzarua, where it's only Mishum Knas, then you could say that the Chacham only gave a Knas by a Mezid, not by a Shegig. One can take a look over there in the Shiurei Reb Shmuel on Yevamos. He discusses at length these two tzadim in the din of Rava by a Milberis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.